Call the Tuesday, July 7th regular Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Evans.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Last Saturday, Supervisor Taylor lost his wife in a tragic drowning in Oconomowoc Lake, so I ask that you all please, out of respect, please bow your heads for a moment of silence. Thank you very much. The visitation is Thursday, 3 o'clock till 6:30, I believe. Capitol Drive in Brookfield. Is it 4 to 6? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We have roll. We have properly noticed. We have a quorum. I'll move to item B, citizens' comment period. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on any subject? Yes, sir. Please come forward. Give us your name and address for the record, please.
My name is John Nowicki. I live at 9223 South 51st Street, Franklin, 53132. And I came here tonight to express my strong feelings about the reappointment of Janet Evans to the Planning Commission. I believe that she ought to basically stand down when it comes to this reappointment. And here's some reasons why. I don't believe she cares about the wishes of her constituency, as evidenced by her support of the developers for the Woodland Hills project. That was Woodland Hills Condos in Autumn Ridge, where I live. It's the forest, whatever it is, I don't forget what the name is, but she wanted to be on their side as opposed to our side. And she could see that there was an awful lot of groups of people that didn't like this. When advised about a letter signed by over 90% of the residents of these two projects where I live, basically we was told that she needs to vote her conscience and that she knows what's best for Franklin. You should know Alderman Evans faces a recall action to remove her from her position, and that over 800 signatures have been signed to that effect. So with that in mind, I think she has a strong conflict of interest. That's my end of my comments. I have a letter that I'd like to ask be submitted to also as part of the comment part from one of my residents. Mayor Olson and alderpersons, this is from Brian Grandall, resident at 9231 South 54th Street in Franklin. Brian states that I am unable to attend your council meeting tonight, but it's been brought to my attention that there was an agenda item to appoint Janet Evans to the Planning Commission. That would be the reappointment. As you may or may not be aware, there are multiple groups of residents within Alderman Evans' district that disagree with their representation of us. In fact, we have turned in a recall petition with approximately 800 signatures, asking that she face special action in order for her to continue in the role of alderperson. Given this, I believe that there is a clear and significant number of her constituents who do not support her and the decisions that she makes. I'm hereby asking that you vote against appointing her to any committees or commission. Additionally, Alderperson Evans has routinely stated that she would abstain from any votes she should receive any personal benefit from. I'm assuming that this appointment would be a personal benefit to her, and then would ask that she consider abstaining from voting for herself. That's it.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Please come forward. Give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Pam Swanson. There's a letter being passed out right now. I need to either grow up or something here. Thank you. I live at 6688 Hill Park Court in Greendale. I am also a former resident and homeowner in Franklin. The reason I'm here is because of the rock. Primarily the noise that we are having as a result of the concerts that are going on Saturday night. I've given you specific information on my letter, but I'd like to just highlight a couple of things, if I may. The concerts, as I understand it, in my yard, I can hear the concerts. Now, I'm a music major. I love music of all different kinds, but I don't like it at 11, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night when I have to shut my windows, pull down the shades, and I can still hear it as if it is in my front yard. That is loud. I have called the police on three different occasions. They have sent people out to check on it. At one point, they said that the decibel reading was normal. And I had a lot of question with that because I don't quite understand how that's possible. So that's one concern, is the noise, the extreme sound. I did come in, and I did spend some time with Joel Deitel, and he was very kind and spent some time with me, explained to me what the procedures were, et cetera, in getting the sound to be reduced. However, he also mentioned to me that Mr. Zimmerman does not have a special use permit for the concerts, and I just had to ask him, why are they being conducted then? Why is that going on? I hate to make negative comments unless I've got a positive suggestion. So these are my suggestions, and as a council, I would ask you to please consider some of these things. Number one, restrict the time frame to what is complementary with all the other county parks in the area to 10 or 10:30. At that time, lights should be out, noise should be shut down, people should be dispersed. Turn off the lights if the fields are not being used. Frequently, when we drive down 76th Street, the games are not even on and the lights are full bore. They go on until oftentimes 12:30 at night. Direct the sound south. Now, the first time I said this 2 years ago, people laughed, but I'm very serious. That's the business district. The rest, three sides are surrounded by neighborhoods, and I would like to see the sound directed to the south to the business district, and also the sound directed downward to the individuals that are actually at the concert so the sound does not go off into the air. One of the people that I've been speaking to, because this is a concern in our neighborhoods, I've talked to quite a few people just as we were walking around and being in our neighborhood, and found that one person said they take the tornado sirens and put them on top of a hill, on top of a pole, to make certain that it covers all of the area. Well, that's precisely what's happened with this particular situation. We are broadcasting all these concerts to all the different neighborhoods, and we respectfully ask that that be controlled, and you have the power to make that control. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Swanson.
My name is Renee Baudot. I'll spell the last name for you. It's B-E-A-U-D-O-T. I'm also a Greendale resident. I live at 7271 Hyacinth, H-Y-A-C-I-N-T-H, Court. And I'm quite a bit down the hill from where Pam Swanson lives, but my husband and I are still quite disturbed by the noise from the rock and the lights from the rock, even with the mature tree cover that we have in our yard. We were Greenfield residents for 12 years and lived in an urban area of Greenfield right near Alverno. But for those 12 years, we had darker skies and quieter nights than we do in our 1 year in Greendale because of the rock. And it's really unfortunate. We're 1 year into a 30-year mortgage, and we're saying, oh, my goodness, this is madness. We have two little boys who would like to sleep at night, and they complain to me, Mommy, I can't sleep. We have to shut our windows on beautiful summer nights. Even with the storms down and the windows down, it's like there's a discotheque in my house. And I'm a young person. I like music. I like to go to concerts and things, but at a reasonable hour and not when my children are trying to sleep. Last fall, when the Hill Has Eyes was going on, apparently there was a permit extension or exception made that the Hill Has Eyes could go till midnight on Sunday night when my little boys have to get up for school the next day. Again, they would say, Mommy, I can't sleep. Mommy, I can't sleep. This was not okay. It was boom, boom, boom bass from the rock complex in my family room with all the windows shut, with all the storms down. I called the Franklin police and asked them, you know, how can this be within the decibel limits? They said it was. They said that they went up there with their decibel meter and that it was within the limits. I can't understand how, because with all of my windows shut, nobody could sleep in my house. And so I ask that something be done about this, that this just can't be. Our business manager in Greendale, what's his name? I have his name here somewhere.
Todd Michaels.
Dan, yes. He said that his understanding was that when The Rock got permission to be on county land, that they had to respect the ordinances of both Franklin and Greendale. Clearly that's not happening, because if people all the way, I've seen some of the police reports, people all the way in the village in the D section right near downtown are complaining about the noise. Clearly this is not being respectful of our two communities. So although I am not a Franklin resident, I respectfully ask that our voices be heard. This is not okay. And I support local business, but I ask that people be good neighbors and shut off the lights when you're not using those fields. My husband and I were trying to enjoy a starry night. There was no baseball game going on. It had been over for hours, but the lights were still on and flooding over the tops of the trees. We couldn't see the stars. So it just seems that there should be something that we should be able to do about this. I also spoke to Joel in the permit office, and he said that oftentimes no permits need to be gotten for these different events. And even when they do need to apply for them, it doesn't need to be approved by the Common Council. And I don't know what would need to happen if an ordinance or would need to be changed. But I think that the Common Council and the residents of both communities should have a say in this that affects our quality of life. And it shouldn't just be rubber stamped at the permit office with no one knowing about it until it affects the two communities. So, and there is a Franklin neighborhood to the west of there that they're also being affected. It's not just Greendale. So I agree with Pam. The noise needs to be directed to the south where the business district can absorb it. And the lights need to be turned down. Noise need to be turned down. The decibel meters need to be read in the neighborhoods and measure, the bass and the treble? Yeah, the bass and the treble, not just the treble being read, because it's the bass that's booming through our home walls. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Neighbor 11 Dusky, 8030 West Winston Way. This Rock outfit is in my district, and I think that my alderman should have done something about this sooner. Incidentally, I had a conversation with Mark Dandrick some time ago in regards to the light. I didn't know, and I think we had a discussion that the lights there were too bright, and I didn't know, or somebody was mentioning the fact that they went beyond their limits of light. And I don't know what the limits are, but a lot of times when I go home from this meetings, I go down Loomis Road and those lights are shining on the road, so the road isn't even clear. I don't understand, again, why those lights are that bright and why they are that high. One other issue I want to bring up is item 8. Authorization for certain officials to execute an agreement by and among the City of Franklin, Penfield Children's Center, Incorporated. Is this another organization that gets into this Kayla crew and we're going to pay him another $30,000 like we paid the Victory of the Lambs? Or what is this new organization coming in for the Kayla crew? Can you describe it, or do I have to?
I'll tell you. Ready?
Squeeze it out of you.
Penfield is the rehabilitation center that Kayla was a patient and child at. They are the not-for-profit that is collecting the donations that will be used to build the, contribute towards the playground.
Well, who's building and who's going to maintain this park? I see all these bids and things like that. We're building it.
Well,
our
in
people,
conjunction with, huh? with, yes, in conjunction
the
with
the DPW is building it?
Mm-hmm.
And we put out all these kind of short bids and everything and get all this stuff together.
Leroy, you've heard all of this stuff.
Huh?
50 times. You've heard this all 50 times.
But one of the things, though, and I noticed that all this lumber that's being used, a lot of it is plastic, and I agree with plastic in a way. But I just want to tell you that just recently out here with our standby generator, they put a wooden fence again, and that keeps, an issue. You have to maintain it. If you put a plastic fence up there, Or if you put a cyclone fence and you put this lattice through it so you can't see in there, I think we would save a lot more money, even around the garbage disposal thing that we got there. But we keep putting up wood, and then we got to paint it, tear it down, do all kinds of things. We need some management in this city. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Kurt Bolton, 8035 West Imperial Drive. Is that loud enough for you?
What?
Okay. I just wanted to keep the council members abreast of some of the things that the Environmental Commission is doing and comment on the MMSD land donation. Most of you probably don't know that Patricia Pomahawk has done quite a bit of service over at the Franklin Library in the Rain Garden. And I think it looks pretty awesome, and I think she should be appreciated for that fact. And I hope that all the council members go over there and take a look at it. I want to let you know that I did pass the Master Naturalist training course that the city has sent me to, and so I'm now an indentured servant of the Weir Nature Center. But one of the benefits of that was I was able to ask Mark Verhagen, who is a naturalist over at the Weir Nature Center, to come by and look at a parcel near my house. And I did hand out some maps to Mr. Roberta here. And it shows a parcel close to my house, quite close to the woods, right near the Ben Franklin School, that the city owns. And when Mr. Verhagen was out there, he did note that there were quite a few 200-year-old oaks that were in serious danger of basically being killed by maple saplings that are growing up through the canopy. And the reason I bring that up is because one of the items on the agenda tonight is the MMSD land donation. And I think it would be reasonable for the council to start taking some kind of consideration into how these properties will be managed. In some cases, you may decide that management is no management at all, and if that's your decision, that's fine. But I think in some cases, there might be a place for citizens and, you know, people, Environmental Commission people are concerned about the environment, to take a little bit more of a hands-on approach to some of the lands that the city owns and not put the burden so much on Public Works to try and maintain these properties. So I just wanted to keep the Common Council abreast of this because the Environmental Commission, we are trying to work out some kind of plan and bring it forward to the Common Council as far as what we would like to do with this. And maybe the next step might be to talk with Mr. Roberta. Mr. Roberta, I don't know, but hopefully the Common Council will look in favor on something of this nature.
Thank you, Mr. Bolton. Anyone else wishing to speak? Your name and address, please, for record, sir.
My name is Gary Lane, 6689 Hill Park Court, Greendale. I'm here to complain about the noise at the Rock. I'm sure you guys all heard it before. I don't discourage the business. I've been up there. But unfortunately, I live across the street, and when I want to sit there and enjoy the quietness, I can't. So, on that note, I think it's kind of silly that you guys put a stage on top of a hill to begin with. Tornado sirens, for an example, are on top of a pole so everybody can hear them. The Rock is also on top of a hill, similar to a pole. That's all I have to say. I just would like the noise quieted down by 10. I feel bad for the people that have to deal with them lights. They are really bright, and I'm nervous. So have a good night. Thank you.
You did well. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else?
Seeing none, Mr. Mayor?
I'm sorry. Alderman Dan.
Let me piggyback on a couple of comments. First of all, Mr. Bolton, I'm also on the Environmental Commission, and I think Mr. Bolton's ideas are very worthwhile. I come from a different side, so I'm always pushing, well, let's get a plan to take to the council and who's going to do what and when and who's responsible. Mr. Bolton's idea is let's get permission from the council first so that the council, we know the council is in support of us. And so it's kind of we're on the same page, but we're coming from different perspectives. So I guess what I'm looking for is, if we can, a consensus from the council that we support Mr. Bolton's position and is moving forward at this. I don't know if we can do anything like that without taking an action, but I think that's what Mr. Bolton's looking for, and I agree with that. I just like to have a plan in place.
We'll put that on the August committee of the whole, because I have one other thing about that to talk with you about first.
Very good. We're still in public comment. Mr. Bolton, is that agreeable to you?
The only thing I would say is that I wasn't looking for approval. I was looking more of some direction from somebody, either the Common Council or the Roberta. Just something to point me in the right direction so I don't go down the wrong road.
Okay. And again, I think it comes from the idea, but I think we can go forward from here. The other thing is, I think it might be time that we have some sort of a review of rock operations. Yeah. I think there's enough people here that have shown that they're uncomfortable with certain situations that really shouldn't be like that. And I don't think these things have come before us. So I would just like to make a note of that, that we need to review rock operations, I believe.
As it relates to the Environmental Commission, Mr. Bolt, you can certainly take the guidance of your aldermanic representative on the commission. That's primarily what they're there for. So you guys can work together, and Dan can bring it here. Alderman Willem.
Just for Mr. Bolton's knowledge, I've advocated for maintenance within our conservation easement language and city property for quite some time, but haven't seemed to get anywhere with it, so if he has any other suggestions, I'm open to that.
I have now closed the citizen comment period. He copied just before I did. So the citizen comment period is now closed. Mayoral announcements. This has moved along better than I would have done it myself, but Kayla's crew planned for a groundbreaking. All are encouraged to attend. July 23rd, 5:30, is that correct? I have a committee consisting of the aldermen of the district, Mrs. Runty, and Andrea from the clerk's office who are taking care of this for us. It'll be short, but it'll be fun. Also, continuing retirements, we have a lot of long-term employees in the city. Dale Linderman is retiring from the Department of Public Works after 34 years. He was a public works foreman. We all wish him well in his retirement. Alderman Mayer.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to point out I have a unique perspective. I was able to work with Dale for several years. He was also a volunteer paid-on-call firefighter for several years for this community as well. So he served the community for many years on the DPW. He served the community for many years on the fire department as well. And in the last few years, public servants haven't always received the best publicity, but Dale is one of the best guys, and he's served the city extremely well. We can all be very proud of his service. Thank you.
Well said. Thank you. That's it for mayoral announcements. I did, however, put at each of your places the ICC agenda and minutes. There is some interesting things in the minutes. I encourage you all to read. So let's move on to item C, approval of the minutes of June 16, 2015. Is there any additions or corrections? Alderman Dandrea.
Well, what I'd like to do is let's see if we can set some clarity and uniformity in regards to how we acknowledge individuals that may have been here or have appeared, and they appear as absent versus excused absence. In some of the minutes, they're noted as excused, and some minutes they're noted as absent. Absent to an individual that is reading it thinks that their older person just didn't show up. I prefer that we use a term of, you know, excused or excused absence instead of just absent. And then if it's noted in the first section of when the person departs, does it have to be duly noted after each item voted on? So in essence is where Kristen Wilhelm left. On each item that we voted on, it says absent, absent, absent. And so I'm wondering, you know, and I'll let Sandy intervene as well.
Madam Clerk.
This meeting happened to be, some of the items were taken out of order. So she was here for some of the items. So if we would have just said she left, she did vote on some of the items in between where it's noted that she was absent or excused, whatever word you want us to use, we could do that. But if there would have been a resolution where she was here and voted on it because it was taken out of order, if we didn't note that she was here or not here, somebody would have assumed she was just not here for that item.
So
that made it more confusing. But when you take items out of order on an agenda and you take an item early and then somebody leaves, but you put the agenda item back in its place, it looks like they weren't here for that item when she, in fact, was here.
Okay, so the typing of the minutes is typed in the order that it appeared on our agenda. And
correct,
okay.
Because some nights if we place the items, and I'm not criticizing, but if we place the items in the order that you took them, nobody would ever be able to find them.
Okay, well then, if we could use the term of excused absence, then at least then, and then it was noted in here that she had left at a certain time. I would be okay with that. I want consistency from committee to committee and also from the council meeting as well. And I know this issue has come up before, so let's come up with a solution.
Okay, what I'd like to do is for us to discuss this at more length at the appropriate time, perhaps next committee at all, because frankly, we're one of the only organizations that excuses. And there is no guidelines for excuse. The reality is that you're either here or you're not. So that's absent or present. And if you're consistent, as you suggest, there is no stigma attached to it, and it makes it consistent. So I would like to hold this over to the August committee of the whole, and we can have a knockdown drag out and figure it out. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I was a little surprised by that part of the conversation. When you were an alderman over here, I specifically supported you on the fact when they tried to have you absent because you didn't call in. I remember it was an issue with the mayor and that I don't have to account to you, and I supported you that it should have been excused, and now it's kind of flipping. So, I actually think that it should be excused. It's always been the way when someone you say something, you have to go instead of absent, and that's what we've always done. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because Shirley did it, and it wasn't Sandy who did the minutes because Shirley was at the meeting, but. The other concern I have is with the roll call in the beginning. It's accurate, but I'm a little puzzled by how this took place, and I would like clarification. When the meeting doesn't start until nearly 7 o'clock, and it's because another committee is meeting, and we called the meeting toward at 6:51 because Alderman Dandrea and Alderman Evans were able to get out of the bathroom quicker than I was, and yet called the meeting like 30 seconds before I walk in, and then I don't, it's like, really? I'm here, and now because I'm serving myself another duty and another thing, I get, it's just, the whole thing just seems kind of odd to me. So I would suggest clarification on the meeting didn't start until 6:51. Due to being at another meeting. And I think you should strike that this, arriving at 6:52. And the clerk has that. And then I would also like the excuse versus absent. And if we change that in the future, then we can clarify that later. But unless that's changed, I'd like to follow previous policy. And I will make a motion to approve the minutes with those corrections to the roll call and to the votes as recorded as absent to excuse.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Alderman Mayor.
We're spending way too much time on the excuse thing. Absolutely, if we're not here, then let's do it like anybody would on a normal workplace. I don't think we need a committee of the whole to beat it to death. If somebody notifies the clerk that we're not going to be able to make it, a reasonable excuse, then they should be excused. If they simply don't notify the clerk and we don't know that they're in another meeting, then maybe absence, fine. But if we know they're in a meeting and they're on their way here, if we call in, you've said many times we're not answering to anyone except the citizens, so we more or less can excuse ourselves. If we have a funeral to attend or something like that, it should be excused. And most people don't read the entire minutes word for word. They go to the place that they want to read about, and if they see that alderman is absent then, they're thinking, oh, my alderman didn't even show up for it, without knowing that they were excused for some reason. So just wanted to get that out there. I don't care about the committee of the whole. I think it should be excused. Thank you.
Okay, I have a unique perspective on all this because it's centered around me, one meeting, and it wasn't me having the issue. It was other aldermen having the issue. I didn't care you called me absent or there or not or whatever. Call me Tuesday. I don't care. I will answer to my constituents. The issue comes down to is who excuses whom for what reasons and what is the criteria. That's the issue that we all ought to discuss and come to an understanding, so that somebody doesn't get excused, it doesn't become another World War III. That's what I'm concerned about. Okay, let's try to move on. Alderman Willen.
I think it would be important to put in the minutes in the front when a person left the meeting, right up front. So if you're reading the minutes, you know. And it also would be important to say that item G, whatever, was taken out of order. Because if you're reading the minutes, you can get that, you know. But if you're listening to the tape and you're trying to follow the minutes with the tape, if it's not on here that they were taken out of order, it'll be hard for you to find it on the tape. So
for the August meeting, we're going to have a minutes and agendas discussion section, including attendance.
Me too.
And as I've said a million times, none of you report to me. I don't have the authority to excuse you. So anyway, there's a motion on the floor to approve the minutes as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item E, mayoral appointments. Item E1, Craig Haskins to the Economic Development Commission. Alderman Mayor.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
The motion carries. Vote is 5-6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Michael Soto to the Economic Development Commission. Alderman
Move to
Schmidt.
Approve.
Alderman
Schmidt. Oh, I thought he was. Sorry, I thought it's your turn. Sorry.
Seconded by Alderman Mayer.
Yes.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dander?
Aye.
Matt Kuhl to the Economic Development Commission. Alderman Schmidt?
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk?
Alderman Dander?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion carries. Vote is 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Mr. Ernest Litinsky, the Economic Development Commission. Alderman Mayer.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
Motion carries. Vote is 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'm just wondering if he was in the audience. Cause
he is.
Okay, good. Good. Put a name with a face.
Alderman Mayer, when your term to the Environmental Commission.
I move to table all aldermanic assignments until the situation in District 4 is resolved, with all alderpersons maintaining their current assignments until that time.
Mr. City Attorney. That
there may be a time expiration with regard to these positions where under municipal code they become automatically vacant, and the current members do not remain as de facto members, meaning they stay members, and that's an ordinance which can't be amended by way of just a council motion. So you'd have vacant positions.
So when would we have those vacant positions?
Madam Clerk.
It would be 60 days following April 30th, so that would be June 30th. So
we've already got vacant positions.
Correct. But no meetings have been held prior to tonight, so there would not be an issue.
I move to maintain all current aldermanic assignments till the end of this following term.
Well, I'll second that.
There's a legal issue with that. The mayor appoints, the council confirms.
And we did confirm them. You did appoint them, and we did confirm them.
Mr. City Attorney.
Same answer, but I don't know what the use of the word term means at the end of the motion. Is it this year until next May 1st?
Yes.
I don't think you can amend the municipal code by making a motion. And under statute as well as the municipal code, appointments are made by the mayor, confirmed by the council. And this would, in my mind, constitute an attempt by the council to appoint. And it would also be contrary to the municipal code. Terms are up.
Okay, I see the floor.
So there's a motion on the floor that is invalid. It was moved and seconded. It was moved by Alderman Mayer and seconded by Alderman Schmidt.
It was seconded. I gave the...
I'll rescind the motion.
I'll rescind the second.
Thank you. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I guess we should just vote as they are on here and vote how we appear to want to vote, but I would ask the mayor that my appointment to the finance committee be tabled until we have a time to discuss that. So when you get to that, I would like to make
that
a motion for my appointment.
So it creates a vacancy. Anyway, okay. Okay, item number five, Alderman
Just
Mayer.
Just a clarification, there would still be a quorum on
that's
that.
Correct.
Okay.
Alderman Mayer to the Environmental Commission.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries, vote of 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. To the Finance Committee, Alderman D'Andrea.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, vote of 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Is there a motion to table Alderwoman Wilhelm to the Finance Committee?
So move.
Second.
To what meeting?
The next meeting's fine.
Is that 2/3? Is that some majority? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderwoman Mayer to the Finance Committee.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries, a vote of 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. To the License Committee, Alderman D'Andrea.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, a vote of 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. To the License Committee, Alderwoman Wilhelm.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries, vote of 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. To the Parks Commission, Alderman Mayer.
What about licensing?
Number 11?
Oh, I'm sorry. To the License Committee, Alderwoman Evans.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion carries. Vote is 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Again, to the Parks Commission, Alderwoman Mayer.
I'd like to table that.
Second.
That would create a vacancy and a potential commission.
No.
Folks, the mayor appoints, the council approves.
Or not.
I'd like to think it comes in.
Alderwoman.
He's right on that. I guess previously, and even you, Mayor Olson, previously have asked us what we felt our best qualifications were and where we'd like to serve. Previous mayors I've served under have always done that. This is the first time I wasn't asked, and although I do have my previous list to you, and it does not go along with how this is set up. So, I mean, you might want to reconsult what the council members thought they would be best at, and this would flow a little easier. Thank you.
For the public's information, there are two changes, two, to plan two boards and commissions. Three. Alderwoman Mayer goes from Plan Commission to the Parks Commission. Alderman Evans goes from no assignment to the Plan Commission. Alderman Wilhelm goes off of Parks. Some substance and total changes. Done for a whole number of reasons. And the reasons are the mayor's reasons. And they don't adversely impact the constituency. And that's the key to all this. That's the intention, to forward the goals of the community. Now, I take issue with what you just said, Alderwoman, because I've been an alderman for 12 years, and only once was I asked what committee I was to be on. You all remember that the day I was elected, I called each one of you, every one of you, and asked you what you wanted to be on. Some of you chose not to respond, at which point I asked you again personally. And to a person, you all got the assignments you asked for. Every one of them. So now, I have a wish to make some changes, and I'm getting objections. I'm getting a unified objection, which, by the way, causes me to wonder what kind of phone lines are going back and forth here. Violate state law. But I find it in the best interest of the community, and the fact that Alderwoman Mayer is going to have a huge addition of parkland in her area shortly that will need some attention, that she would be best serve the community there. In addition, she's a relatively new alderman who needs additional experience on other boards and commissions. Gone are the days, ladies and gentlemen, where you spend 34 years on the Plan Commission. It didn't happen. I'm not going to let it happen. There will be changes, and it's for your benefit and the community's benefit. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Well, I think as far as the community benefit, there's no one on this council that's written more grants for the Park Commission, secured that grant funding up here than I have. And I have been serving that committee. So I'm not seeing the huge benefit there for the residents. And I am also the senior most alderman up here with the most experience and did ask for Plan Commission. And so I'm correcting the statement that I got everything I wanted because I had asked for a Plan Commission in the past. And I have been involved in the City of Franklin looking at plats for 15 years and feel that I was very qualified for that position. I'm not saying I'd like you to consider now, because things have changed. But if you're looking for making appointments in the constituent's best interest, qualifications and knowledge goes along with that.
So what do we got?
Alderwoman Mayor, move to table to the July 21st, 2015 Common Council meeting the mayoral appointment of Alderwoman Mayor to the Park Commission for 1 year term, seconded by Alderman Mayor.
Motion approved. I don't believe
I'm not familiar with quorum issues or whatever, but
I don't believe. Well, if there's a quorum issue,
then it is what it is.
It is what it is. Motion on the floor to table. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. To the Plan Commission, Alderwoman Evans. The Plan Commission, Alderwoman Evans.
I'll move to approve her.
Is there a second?
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
No.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
No.
Alderwoman Mayer?
No.
Vote is two. Motion fails. The vote is two ayes, four noes, no abstentions. There will be no appointment to the commission in the foreseeable future. There is no action required on
Point of clarification.
Item 14.
Point of clarification.
The Alderman Schmidt's term did not expire.
Point of order?
Point of order.
Clarification on the there will be no further automatic appointment of the Plan Commission. Does that mean you're not planning on filling that automatic seat?
At this point, I will not, yes.
Hey, you know, just as a comeback to that, we know what that puts the Plan Commission votes at without you making someone who would have an unbiased opinion other
guys,
than
we can play as a team or we can continue this childish.
That goes both ways.
I keep hearing that from you, but I never see it coming back. Okay, so Alderman Schmidt does not need to be reappointed. His term continues. Item F, letters and petitions from Karen Ryan. I understand that particular item has been resolved.
Correct.
Madam Clerk?
Correct. I have pictures from the property owner, which show clearly that everything has been corrected. We did contact the weed commissioner, and the property owner suggested we do that also, and the weed commissioner is thoroughly satisfied.
Great.
So if somebody would like to see the pictures, I do have them, but everything is corrected.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Item G1, a resolution authorizing certain. Let me turn the page here.
Mayor?
Yes.
Would we be able to move G7 to be talked about right after G4?
Sure. Remind me when we get there.
Thank you.
Resolution authorizes certain officials to exercise a conservation easement for and as part of a review and approval for a certified survey map for a property located 6381, 6411, 6421, 6431 through 6435 and 6455 South 108th Street. Who's doing this? Mr. Deal. Is there a motion to approve?
I have a question.
Get a motion on the floor.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Alderman Willen.
I called staff and asked if there was a navigability determination on that area, just because it would have a different setback, but I didn't get an answer back, so maybe Joel can address that.
Mr. Deal.
Nick was looking into the matter. He hadn't found anything by the time he left. So on that, I don't know if they have or not.
Okay. So we could be, and maybe Mr. Carson can probably answer this, we could be passing a CSM that might not be correct in its setback because no one asked for an abnormality determination?
That's possible, yes.
Okay.
Alderman Mayor.
I'm wondering why we keep doing that. This seems to come up quite a bit where we're not, we don't have all the information that we need. If you can please explain that.
It's my understanding that the applicant prepares the Natural Resource Protection Plan. They determine, they decide, they interpret what the UDO says. If they don't understand something, they ask us. We do a brief review. We pass it on to a second consultant for a concurrence. And I don't know if that step was taken in this issue or this regard, but that is the normal process. Normally, that second consultant review would catch those things. Sometimes the issues are very, very technical, beyond the ability of staff to make these kind of calls. You know, the one that comes up most often would be wetland delineations. None of the planning staff have the skills to do a wetland delineation. Some of the things like, we can't make a determination that a stream is navigable or not. But yes, we can ask if that has been done by the applicant. That is something that we can and should do. In this instance, again, that Alderwoman Wilhelm did ask Nick about that. He wasn't sure of what the answer was. He was looking into it. He even called the applicant and asked them. But by the end of the day, he hadn't gotten the answer yet. And he hadn't been able to find anything himself.
Is there a significant amount of wetland on the property that this would be an issue?
Well, the setback for a navigable stream would probably be larger than the wetland setback, the wetland buffer. There are wetlands on that stream or that drainage way, but they're very skinny. So there would be a difference, just off the top of my head, guessing. By looking at the aerial photographs and the maps that were prepared for the CSM, it could be 10 or 20 feet difference.
And what are the plans for the properties?
They're not proposing any development in those areas where those natural resources are. As you may recall, that they did apply for and receive approval of a special use with a number of conditions. All of their development is going to be redevelopment, adding on to the existing buildings, restriping the parking lot, that kind of stuff. So they're not doing any new development or redevelopment adjacent to those natural resources.
And this came out of the Plan Commission, correct?
Yes.
Were there any instructions at that time?
On the conservation easement? No, the conservation easement comes straight to the Common Council.
Okay.
And the CSM, that this is a requirement from that one, from Plan Commission to Council. But the conservation easement goes straight to the Council.
Okay, thank you.
If you turn to page 42 in your packet, you look at the drawing, see existing buildings noted on there, and you also see the conservation easements in the middle. If you can, in your mind's eye, extend out 75 feet from there, you're not near any of the buildings, I don't believe. So what may happen here is that the CSM may not have a notation on it regarding a navigability issue, but we're not encroaching, I don't believe, with buildings. Alderman Willing.
The thing is, when they go to do a permit, they're going to look at the recorded CSM, and they'll give it based on that, and so you could end up with something in there. The ordinance does specifically talk about, the Corps' permitting process and the DNR, and they're the DNR are the ones that make this call. We had this with the CBRF not too long ago, so you think we would have learned from that, which is pretty recently. If this is in fact a tributary to a waterway, the Corps could still take jurisdiction. I just suggest, rather than hold up the applicant, that we just do a contingent on clarification so he can move on.
Is that a motion?
I'll make that motion. I'd like to make that the suggested change to the motion that's before us. That staff would do contingency on recording the CSM, contingent upon verification on the navigability. Double said a couple words, but I think you've got the gist of that.
Move to suspend the rules to let the applicant speak.
Well, we can't because we got a motion on the floor. We've also got an amendment to that motion. So we got one legitimate, one not yet approved, seconded it, and then another one, and then it's got to be voted. Both of them got to be voted on. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
This is what happens when you encourage a motion to happen before a discussion.
I really appreciate you reminding me of that.
Thank you. So maybe Mr. Carson could just give us a nod if he's acceptable with that.
There's no second to the motion to amend it.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you.
Can I say a few words? Or
no? Why not, Mark? Go ahead.
We're the area of construction that we're going to be performing is probably 300 to 400 feet from this drainage area. As city planner Mr. Deedles acknowledged, that we don't have a problem if we have to determine whether it's navigable or not, and if it is and it adds 20 feet to the conservation easement, we're fine with that. I think the biggest thing is that we just need to be able to get started on this project, or that permits are held up for this. I mean, their inspection is ready to issue the permit, and they just need to be green light. So we appreciate it.
So, Alderwoman Mayer, is your motion to accept the conservation easement on the condition that navigability is determined by staff?
Yes.
It died due to lack of second.
No, she said.
I'm sorry. Seconded. All right, sorry. On the amendment, which in essence is what we just discussed, all those in favor, Mr. City Attorney.
Just for clarification, I think I heard the Common Council President who initiated this motion to refer to recording of the certified survey map, which in effect would add a condition to the certified survey map approval, but that's not on the council agenda. It's a conservation easement. So the motion that the mayor paraphrased for Alderwoman Mayer didn't say that, so it's not an issue. But this conservation easement is a condition of the CSM, so the CSM, Mr. Deedle can correct me if I'm wrong, does not get recorded until the conservation easement is approved. It's already recorded. Okay, it's not a condition for recording. It's probably building permit. It's already recorded. So anyway, the motion goes to the conservation easement, because that's the only item on the agenda.
Withdraw your amendment. Withdraw your second to the amendment, and then we'll ask the maker the motion to restate her motion.
I withdraw my second.
Any objections to withdrawal? Seeing none. Matt?
I was just going to, I wanted to amend.
Just say yes.
Okay, I'll withdraw my motion.
Thank you. Alderwoman Mayer, please restate your motion.
I would like to make a motion to adopt the resolution authorizing certain officials to accept a conservation easement for and as part of the review and approval of the certified survey map for property located at 6381, 6411, 6421, 6431, 6435, and 6455 South 108th Street, 11131 West Forest Home Avenue, and property adjacent to West Forest Home Avenue bearing tax key number 704-9980-002, Hiller Ford Inc. and Dealerships Property Inc. applicants, subject to technical corrections by the city attorney. And with approval of the
determination
of the navigability for the CSM.
I'll make a second. And then I have a question.
Okay, Alderman Wilhelm.
Since it has the city attorney taking on the corrections, you'll look at that. That I'm comfortable with that.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. All right, let me just go for broke here. Is there a motion to adopt Resolution 2015 conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map being parcel 1, certified survey map 6044, and lands being southeast 1 quarter, northeast 1 quarter of Section 25, Town 5 North, Range 21 East, City of Franklin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Adam C. Murphy and Tanya Murphy, applicants. This is item G2.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Alderwoman Wilhelm.
This is page 51, staff's write-up to the Plan Commission, where they talk about placing conditions on a CSM. This will be difficult to enforce as the CSM will have already been recorded. Calling that to your attention because that's exactly what happened on the previous one, except they were held to something else on their CSM, but this one's being held to it. So I just want consistency. So if staff could make sure we're more consistent with that would be great.
The Alderman of the District, city staff, and the mayor met with the applicant, and the applicant is posting a bond in the amount of the demolition costs. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3. Let me dive into this one too. Motion to adopt a resolution 2015 conditionally approving two-lot certified survey map being a redivision of lot 2, block 3 of Hunting Park being a subdivision part of northwest quarter and the northeast quarter of the southeast quarter section of section 14, Township 5, Range North, 21 East, the city of Franklin, Richard Hepp and April Hepp, applicants. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I'll dive into this one, too. This is item G4, a motion to adopt a resolution 2015 authorizing certain officials to accept the conservation easement for and as part of the review and approval of the certified survey map previously acted on at 8473 South 47th Street, Richard and April Hepp, subject to review and approval of the Department of City Development and correction, technical corrections by the city attorney. Mr. City Attorney.
Or that the action sheet prepared by staff recommends a change to the copy of easement in the packet. And staff would recommend that that change be included in the motion.
That motion would include the item in the council action sheet under the parentheses notwithstanding that ends in legal structures. Is there a motion? There has been a motion. Been a motion.
Move to approve as amended or
what? With the other stuff.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor? Huh?
One quick question.
Alderman Dandrea.
If something happens to the existing storage facility, if it becomes dilapidated and torn down, or the above-ground pool, what happens in the future? Once it's down, is it down, and it will not be allowed to be reconstructed?
Mr. Deal.
As a legal non-conforming structure, at a certain point, replacement exceeds a certain amount, it cannot be replaced.
Okay. Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5.
G7.
I'm sorry, I remember that now. Item G7. We'll run the meetings the way you guys want to run them. That's fine.
We have some clarification on the item from the city attorney.
All right. Resolution accepting conveyance of a number of MMSD and Green Seams lands, Mr. City Attorney. This is item G7.
only that still awaiting documentation from MMSD. There has been ongoing correspondence. As noted in the action sheet, I believe it was a week ago Monday, received correspondence and a phone call from staff at MMSD that DNR has, it sounded by way of a letter to MMSD the week prior to that, expressed some interest in some of the 11 or 12 parcels that the city has previously advised MMSD in writing, and for a long time before that, verbally and through correspondence, email-wise, of the city's substantial interest. So a meeting is being arranged with city officials and staff, DNR and MMSD, and the Conservation Fund along those lines. Otherwise, there was a committee action with regard to these five properties listed on the action sheet and in the resolution, which should draft resolution, which should be at your places. At the committee level yesterday at MMSD, action was taken to recommend to the commission that transfers be approved. The plan from MMSD and Conservation Fund staff on these five parcels is if the commission approves transfer at its meeting on July 20, that the documentation as well as all the related transfer documents be executed by both parties shortly after, and I understand from my question that shortly after means within a few days after July 20. So these would be transferred to the city before the public hearing.
Okay. Any questions?
Motion to adopt the resolution accepting conveyance to the city of Franklin by Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District of five parcels of land acquired pursuant to the MMSD, I'm going to use this short cut, the Conservation Fund's Green Scene Program participation and authorization certain officials to execute all documents necessary to complete such a conveyance and to enter into and deliver for the betterment of the environment and humanity by way of declarations therein. Such properties shall be maintained and protected for nature conservation and public parks purposes in perpetuity. Is there a motion?
So moved. Second.
All those in, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Did you want one other? Was there one other?
No, just that one.
Okay, we'll move back. Record reflect that both Alderman Mayer, Alderman Dan Mayer, and Alderman Wilhelm have left their chairs. At 7:37. It just seems like 8:37.
Excused or regular absent?
No. That's called rude, is what that's called. I think the remaining council members can look into the audience and see that we have constituents here that are being inconvenienced at this moment.
Be unable to continue.
For those who are still here, the courtesy is, Mr. Chairman, may I request a recess for 5 minutes, and then you get that. Thank you.
from driving the sidewalk.
I understand that. There's rules of order that have been violated. I understand. Certainly is an option. See, again, the matter's done politely by saying, Mr. Chairman, I request a recess for 5 minutes. It happens, and you will continue. I don't have that here.
Mr. Mayor, I feel somewhat at fault that I just felt the need to answer the call of nature, as everyone on this entire council has done in the past, and we've never stopped the entire meeting for that situation when we have a quorum. Just saying.
Issue that we're about to take up is important to the entire community. In addition to that, it's subject to a significant amount of, I won't put an adjective in there, controversy that needs to be had everyone on this council hear it at the same time. Plain and simple.
Mark, maybe Sandy would be the better one to go in the women's room?